Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Alligator Romeo.
Welcome, everybody. Hey, come on in. Have a seat. We got some shit to talk about. We got to talk. You got to come in here and do our podcast and have a chat with us. Okay? It's Curtis Charles.
You don't get to participate, though.
Me?
No, the people.
No. We're going to talk at you for a while.
Yeah.
We're going to talk right at you. And that's just how it's going to be. That's how it's always been.
I'm going to mansplain a couple two-treat things. I'm going to talk over you.
You got it right. This is the Cool Parents Podcast. Yeah. And I'm Curtis Charles.
I am Justy Truck.
Truck?
Yeah, I'm feeling like a truck today.
Yeah, sometimes you just feel like you wake up in the morning and you feel like a big fucking truck.
Right.
16 wheel?
At least.
Okay. What are you hauling?
Freight?
Just, okay.
Freight.
How's the pay?
You know, it's union.
Pretty good, right?
It's pretty good.
How about I give you a noogie? How's that sound?
Yeah.
What if I gave you a friggin' noogie?
You could try it.
Why are they called a noogie?
I don't know.
Who is it named after a guy named Noogie? Who just all the time he was just getting...
He invented the noogie.
He invented it. Right. He loved it. He loved it doing noogies.
He did.
Every Thanksgiving he'd show up.
His peers did not.
He'd give, Mima a noogie.
Yeah.
Fuck up her perm. He don't care.
No.
That's Mr. Noogie. Noogie spa, noogie bonita.
Yeah.
Noogie bonita?
Sure.
Okay. So here we are. We're living in a post-Liver King world.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We got a Liver King update. No, he's not dead.
Oh.
So you haven't heard about this yet?
I heard a little bit about it.
Okay. So here's the deal. I took some notes. I put some bullet points from the Rolling Stone article about the Liver King, otherwise known as Brian Johnson, but more importantly known as the Liver King. And that's the organ, the liver, which he loves to eat raw on the internet. And he makes a lot of money being an influencer, hawking his horseshit snake oil left and right, making millions, being ripped, like big, jacked in like the nastiest way possible. Like he looks like just fucking raw meat.
Yeah.
You know, like the dogs from Resident Evil? I imagine he's that texture.
I beat Resident Evil 3.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Nemesis.
I gotta do 4.
The remake's coming out.
Yeah, I know.
I can't fucking wait for that. That's one of the best. That's one of my favorite games of all time. Easy.
I remembered a lot more of 3 than I thought I did.
Mm.
There was a lot of stuff from 3 that I thought was in 2.
Got that big fat dummy running around chasing you all the time.
Yeah, Nemesis.
Fucking Nemesis.
I played on assisted. I don't care.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
It aimed for me.
That's nothing wrong with that.
No, I.
Who cares?
I enjoyed it.
Who cares?
I enjoyed it that way.
So listen about the Liver King, all right?
I was proud of myself.
If you missed, we did an episode where we did a deep dive into the Liver King and his lifestyle and all his tenets. He's trying to be like a guru kind of fella, but just for cool big boys, big meaty cocks, just eating raw beef and being a patriarch and just like being, you know, aggressive and primal. That's what he called it, primal living.
Yeah.
But really, it's just a business version of toxic masculinity. He sells that kind of poison. And this is all from an article by Miles Klee. In the RollingStone.com newspaper magazine.
Also, you said something about his lifestyle.
It determines his death style.
It does. Yeah that's what I was going to get at.
Yeah. His heart's going to explode, in other words.
Yeah. James Hetfield said that.
Right. About the Liver King.
Right. On the song Frantic. He predicted the Liver King.
The Liver King was an inside job. Metallica did it.
I feel like the Liver King somehow rose out of St. Anger. You know what I mean?
He was the hand model for the cover. That was him. He was mad.
Yeah.
Ripping something up. What is he ripping? Wire or something?
Probably.
Probably a razor wire. So anyway, we got this Brian Johnson fella. Instagram following of 1.7 million. Showcasing what he calls the ancestral lifestyle. So he likes to live like a caveman.
Yeah.
In real life.
Which I respect. I do respect that part about
him. Yeah, but not in this way. Not in this way. And you'll see he's not a true caveman at all.
No, I know.
But.
And I knew that anyway.
Right.
But it's honorable to, you know, people that do try to live as the cavemans do.
Right. That yeah. I respect. I respect it. I would never do
the
it.
The idea of that is great. Yeah, it's like communism. You know what I mean?
Become a troglodyte and never.
In theory, real nice. In practice.
Have to worry about anything. Well, yeah, there's not much of a community in cavemans.
Caveman.
Well, there is a caveman's. There is a lot of community, but it's not structured so much. I mean, was there a hierarchy? What's the strongest caveman, would you say?
I think we should start, you should make a caveman party, political party.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And like in.
Let's go backwards.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, they're
not?
Always like, let's move forward. We need to move America forward. Keep on marching forward.
Yeah.
No, let's go back. Not like the conservative way. Not like we want Reagan's 80s again right now. But this is like taking it to the extreme.
Yeah.
We want to be like the cavemans.
Yeah. Like we want in an election, the person that loses just gets fucking clubbed to death.
Yeah. I like that.
And eaten.
I like that. Some real steaks.
Yeah. We're going to be cannibals.
I can fuck with it. Yeah, let's do that. Let's have a death cult in the woods.
I just got off the phone with Andrew Yang. We were talking about the cannibal party, the caveman party.
The cannibals are apolitical.
He's running under the, what was the party that he was creating?
Oh, God. Jesse Ventura and Andrew Yang.
It's like
the forward party. That's what it is.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yep.
Andrew's going to be running under the forward party. I'm going to be running under the caveman party. It's a no lose situation.
Brian Johnson, the Liver King, you know what he says?
What does he say?
He says, eat primal fare, including animal lungs and testicles, and do it online and do it raw, or you're not a real man.
Duh.
Duh. Duh. So he's got online businesses. An online supplement business is called Ancestral Supplements. You can buy capsules that contain beef organs, fish eggs, bone marrow capsules. So you don't even get to taste them. So what's the point, you know?
Yeah.
So he's been accused in the past, like a lot, and it's just assumed that he takes performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah. Of course he does.
Because he looks inhuman. He looks unnatural. But then at the same time, he's saying all the time, like, this is the clean way to live. Like the cavemans did it. And I can lift this fucking monster truck tire. No problem. Because I eat, you know, whale cock for, you know, breakfast, lunch and dinner raw. And I drink blood, you know, or whatever the fuck he does. And he was like imposing this whole thing on his family. Imagine having Liver King as your dad.
I couldn't.
No, I just, God.
I'd make him buy me a monster truck and then I'd run him over with it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And he could. He could do that. He could buy a lot of monster trucks because he makes a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Selling bone marrow and shit. And here's a quote from him one time when he was accused of taking PEDs. He said, I'll be honest, I take PEDs. I prioritize, execute, and dominate every fucking morning. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I do take PEDs.
Yeah.
First, step one.
You can't call him a liar.
Step one, prioritize. Step two, dominate.
Right.
And step three, most importantly, execute.
Do.
Simply do. Yeah, I take...
The Liver King, the one thing I know about him is he wakes up every morning.
Oh, wait, I forgot.
Do.
I've got him wrong. I got him in the wrong order. But yeah, prioritize, execute, and do. P-E-D.
P-E-D.
So there's this guy on YouTube. Goes by the name of Derek, but it's not his real name.
Yeah.
He's an anti-PED crusader. All right. A big time health guy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a YouTube channel called More Plates, More Dates. Don't know why it's called that. Oh, plates. Is that like what you put on a barbell when you lift
yeah.
weights? The more of those you lift more, you get more dates, dude.
Right.
Dude.
Because women are shallow.
Right. Dude, everybody wants a jack, dude. And it's got to be real. It can't be an HGH jack. Can't be.
Right.
It's got to be real. He's got to eat raw beef.
Oysters.
Raw oysters. Fucking dirt. He's got to sleep on hay.
He eats shrimp uncooked.
Live.
Yeah. Motherfucker doesn't even take the shell off the lobster.
No. He loves the mud vein. That's his favorite part.
The mud vein. Lobster. I never wanted to eat that.
The vein?
I'd look or at shrimps? A lobster and I say, I don't want to eat that.
You know, I was thinking about that earlier, and lobsters are an interesting phenomenon, and crabs, because it's like, you pay, especially lobsters, like around here, you see it all the time. You pay a fuckload of money for like whatever is considered good lobster.
Yeah.
People go way, way out of their way. You know, I saw the Perfect Storm. I know how those fisher guys do it.
Yeah, they live a hard life.
It's hard out there, salt life. You know, they get their hands fucking dirty and cracked.
Right.
So they go out of their way and they make tons of money for fucking sea bugs. They find these are just deep sea or not deep sea. These are ocean bugs.
Yeah.
They're crustacean. They're fucking bug. Like you can get a big beetle and cook that up.
Not the same.
No.
You can crush a beetle easily.
Yeah, that's for juice.
You can't crush a lobster?
No, just like...
You can't juice it.
They're soft when they're alive. Malleable. It's got some give to it. It's not like bone. I could pop a lobster. I know I could pop a lobster.
Not with a knife.
I could pop a lobster with my jaw. That's disgusting. Yeah, anyway,
I look at those and say, I'm hungry for them.
I'm hungry for bug. So Derek on his channel, he... has an ongoing thing where he speculates as to whether jacked dudes are natty or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he got his hands on these emails from Liver King that he sent to an unnamed bodybuilding coach in mid-2021, in which Liver King appears to relate his plans for gaining 1 million social media followers within a few short months by pushing his body to its absolute limit. Aided by a human growth hormone regimen that was costing him $11,000 per month.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Derek also shared an even earlier unread email that he found in the depths of his own inbox, in which the future Liver King apparently asks for a consultation and expresses interest in acquiring HGH. And Liver King doesn't deny any of this.
Yeah.
Here's his statement to Rolling Stone. He doesn't say that it's true either. He deflects in the probably the worst way possible. He said, "My message has always been about the thousands of people who attempt or die by suicide each day. Our people are hurting at record rates with depression, anxiety, autoimmune, infertility, and low ambition in life. Our young men are hurting the most." That's the best part. Lost, weak, and submissive. And then he continues to pitch his ancestral living brand as the solution to all those problems. And that's his fight, he says. He says, "This is my fight. You know, I'm fighting for the betterment of young males and so that young men don't kill themselves or get autoimmune disorders if they eat a yak's dick or whatever, you know."
Yeah.
Like, on my regimen of bull assholes, you will never feel sad, is how he sells it. He also did offer in this statement to give out all of his thoughts on a, quote, long form podcast. So I got the Liver King on the line.
I don't want to talk to him.
No, me neither. God, that would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Having to interact with that creature. But yeah, I got a lot of issues with this, naturally, because he's trying to make himself into this, like, hero or savior while deflecting from a PR disaster.
Yeah.
Which is the most obvious. It's like with Kevin Spacey. Remember when he's like, oh, I'm a sexual predator, but I'm gay.
Right.
And then everybody's like, yeah, so what?
Yeah.
Unrelated. But this is actually, I think, more like damaging, you know, because he's saying that encouraging suicidal people to just like drain their bank accounts, buying his stupid shit. He's saying that that would talk them off of the proverbial ledge.
Yeah.
Which is bad enough. But now we know what we always assume to be the case. He's on the steroids. And
he's on HGH. Different.
He's been telling people for I don't know how long. He hasn't been around that long as Liver King. Maybe like a couple of years.
Yeah.
But he's just like, work yourself to death. Do all this bullshit. Like, you know, drag a car across, you know, a parking lot on its back with, you know, your abs. I don't know. Become the perfect man in his eyes and fix your depression. But now we know that like, it's just so obvious. Like, that should be the end of him, right? Like, it should be, because that's his whole thing. It's like, you don't need steroids. You need what I sell you. You need to look like me. This is what I do to look like this. So this is what you need, you know?
Yeah, it should, but it's not kind of.
That's what scares me, because that means that other people out there find other things for this that this guy has to offer. Because you should see somebody who's eating, you know, a raw liver for a camera for, you know, when he could just cook it.
Yeah.
You probably should be repulsed by that, but some people for some reason aren't. When you take out the exercise part, there's literally nothing. Like, that's the only part of it that, like, could be argued has any value, and it's totally, like, fake.
Yeah. Well, people are attracted to the totally real person that the Liver King is. Definitely not a persona.
Right, right. Well, that's what people think.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Like, how do you not see that? It's kind of scary, because it is like a guru, like a cult of personality kind of thing.
Yeah. That's, I mean, people are attracted to people that are confident and fucking loud.
God. But like,
that's all it takes.
Yeah. Even if they're absolute trash, like totally awful people.
Well, look at Trump.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. No, isn't just the Liver King. The Liver King, small potatoes compared to the other folks out there ruining the world for everybody. Well, fuck him. Fuck that guy. Fuck y'all.
Okay? Whoa, not that. Not our fans. The best fans.
No. They're, you don't get it.
Best fans that there are.
They keep the lights on.
Right.
So you're paying to put my kids through school, so I respect you.
Right.
And you know what? We do it with our talent. No HGH. We don't inject straight goof juice into our cocks before every episode.
I lost weight.
What?
Yeah.
So that means you're not as funny?
All natty, baby.
Oh, really?
Yep. I eat turkey burgers. I eat cabbage.
So you're a natty daddy?
Oh, I'm natty. Yeah, I'm all natty.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking about doing a cycle, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was going to get a BBL.
What's that?
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, I thought it was a big, beautiful lip.
Yeah, it's that too.
Yeah,
I usually get them both at the same time, same doctor.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
I think that was pretty much everything I wanted to say about the fucking Liver King, who's no longer a king. Now he's just a liver boy.
I lost some weight.
Oh, that.
Yeah, eating that cabbage.
Is that what's doing it?
It's helping.
You're farting all the weight out.
It's helping.
Okay, move on. Baby
soup
update.
What?
Baby core update.
Okay.
So last week, we...
Did we get a death threat from Bury Your Dead?
No. They were very cool about it. Basically, I took two songs, two...
Two?
Yeah. big tough guy hardcore songs and altered the voice so that they sound like kids.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny. And our friend, listener, name of Blett, listened, and he came to me and said, he was just like, those altered versions of Throw Down and Bury Your Dead sound like Knocked Loose. Like, that sounds like the guy from Knocked Loose's regular voice. And he was totally right. Have you ever listened to him?
I'm not really familiar, no.
They're huge. Like, I know. Bigger than any of that style of hardcore band has ever been, really, that I'm aware of. And I don't understand why.
Understand.
I don't get why.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with them.
Well,
I don't know their tunes.
I was inspired by that, and I took one of their songs, actually several of their songs. I might have taken the whole performance. I took a live video from Hate56 of their latest performance, at which where Blett was actually there. He was there in December of last year or something in Buffalo, New York.
Did he like them?
No. He said that he was trying really hard not to laugh the whole time because of this little boy's voice. And he is like really young too, so that makes it even better. But I made him sound, I just exaggerated what was already there and made him sound, and it sounds like a legitimate little kid, like a little fucking kid.
Sounds like Joe C.
Yeah, it does. It came out way better than the other ones. And there's video, and the video makes it so much better. So I'll have that on the Instagram, so I suggest you check it out.
What's the Instagram?
What is it?
Yeah.
CoolParentsWorldwide.
Oh, okay.
.com.
Oh, okay.
No, not that. Just the world. Cool Parents Worldwide. Okay?
Okay.
CoolParents.co. Easier to remember. So here, I'll just... Okay. Wow. That really makes you think.
It really does. I've been drinking a lot of Diet Pepsi.
Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi? Spicy Pepsi?
I'm a Pepsi man.
I don't like that about you.
Why?
I don't respect it.
Why?
I don't respect Pepsi Cola.
Why?
Because it's not Coca-Cola, and it tastes flat all the time.
No.
It does. It tastes still too syrup, a little too syrupy.
Not diet.
That's true.
I like the diet.
I'll drink the diet.
Diet's good.
It's fine.
It's like Bud Light.
But
you know?
I'd rather have Coke Zero.
Nah.
That's the best one.
I went to buy that.
Mr. Pibb, zero.
No, I got an issue with them.
Pibb?
Pibb's good.
Okay.
No fucking issue. No problem with Pibb.
Never. I was going to say.
No.
That's not to like about him. He just doesn't have his doctorate yet.
Look.
What?
I was at the grocery store the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to buy some cherry vanilla Coke Zero.
Sure.
And
understandable.
Then I went and checked out the Fresca. And I just said, no, I got Fresca last week. I'm going to go get the Coca-Cola.
Get the brown water.
And I grabbed it. And then the cases, they're too close. They're too close. You got to give me a different logo.
Oh, you got too close.
I got the sugar.
I don't like it.
Now I can only drink one a night.
But I don't like
otherwise
the way
it
that
keep
it,
me up.
I don't like the way
and
that
it's too sweet.
I don't like the way it tastes.
Gets in my cavity.
I don't like the feeling of it in my mouth, like afterward.
Well,
it's all sticky and stuff. Like it's that corn syrup.
Yeah. Have you tried Dr. Pepper Cream Soda?
Yeah, you gave me one.
Yeah, what did you
think? It was good. I liked it.
Yeah. God bless Dr. Pepper Cream Soda.
I like the vanilla one. Was there a vanilla one?
There's nothing better than Dr. Pepper Cream Soda. Nothing.
I don't agree. But the only thing better, I think, is probably a different type of Dr. Pepper.
No.
I really like Cherry Cola, Cherry Coke.
I do too. It's my second favorite.
Zero sugar.
It's my second favorite.
So this is Knocked Loose.
Third is Diet Pepsi.
Okay.
But these big bottles here, they don't make the Cherry Coke in those. So I get these big bottles of Diet Pepsi.
I'll play just a tiny bit of what Knocked Loose normally sounds like, and you'll understand.
Understand.
Why Blett made the comparison.
All right, I get it.
There's no words in there. There can't be. Those aren't words. So here's the baby version.
Let's go, Buffalo!
Oh, Singer. They're obsessed with circle pits. I love that one.
What the fuck are we doing? No fucking way! I said Buffalo! What the fuck are we doing?
So, yeah, I mean, once again, I'm pretty sure that improved it. If you ask me.
Yeah, so, probably.
Yeah.
Still, not for me.
No, it sucks. I don't think I could discern separate notes on those guitars. It just sounded like one dissonant note over and over again.
Yeah. So that style has just never been for me.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
It's fine, though, you know?
I'd argue that it's not.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it.
Okay.
I don't want a core shame or nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
look, I've been punk shamed my whole life. All right. I don't care.
Punk shame.
Yeah. I've been punk shamed. That's the title of the next album.
Yeah. Punk shamed. I love that. And no matter what, you're going to get punk shamed if you're into any sort of punk, because then there's always somebody who decides that that's not real punk.
Right. Look, you like Blink-182? Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
You ever have a good dick day?
Every day. Every day's a good dick day. For me.
Have we talked about this phenomenon on here before? When you're drinking a lot of water.
You're really well hydrated and the skin hang different.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's all about. The skin hang different.
Your limp penis just looks, it just looks better.
Right.
Than normal.
You can see it, in other words.
Right. When you dehydrate it, sometimes it looks
goes inside.
Looks like a raisin.
It just goes inside.
Yeah.
and hides.
Shrivels up. I got an innie.
Yeah.
Come out when I stand up.
So
it's all red. Got a dog dick.
Okay. Well, listen here. You got it. We got a segment.
But yeah, I've been having some good dick days. Is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot of water.
Drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
Bigger cum shots too.
No, not that. I'm on Cymbalta.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. In theory.
Yeah. Plus, you know, I don't do that.
You never jack off?
I always jack off.
We got a segment, big one. Yeah. It's a good one. It's one of the fan favorites on this podcast. It's called Butterman.
What's it called?
Butterman.
Oh.
Coming from that great old-time radio ditty that goes, "Can't find a Butterman."
Yeah, by Neil Peart.
Right.
Neil Peart jam.
Yeah. It's the misheard lyrics thing.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some misheard song lyrics. And what was weird is I decided I wanted to do it this week because I had like three or four that I had come up with just over the past however long. And then on the same day, you texted me and you said that you had two, right? There are two, right? On that same day that you texted me about that, what? Gave me one. Yeah. That's the one.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, boy.
So let's start with this one from the song Stockholm Syndrome by Blink-182. Oh, hi. This is one where there is a Butterman, and then there's also an extension of it that turned into reality in my head. So the actual lyric is when Tom DeLonge goes, "An empty heart."
Yeah. You know,
I heard and still hear energy something. It sounds like energy hard, but in my memory, before I went back and listened to it, it was energy horse. And then listening back, I'm like, okay, it doesn't sound like horse that much, but energy for sure. It sounds more like energy hard, if you ask me. So let's see. Energy heart. Or hard. Energy hard.
Energy hard.
Maybe it's like a caveman talk, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're running out of energy.
Energy hard.
Energy hard. Hard.
We can't have no energy to hunt a woolly mammoth today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Afraid of the dark.
So, yeah, energy horse. I'm going to roll with that one. Then this is another one from my childhood, from Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones. The line that where he says, kids are losing their minds.
Yeah. You know,
I always heard it as the kid's a little landmine.
Okay.
Like,
yeah. I mean, Joey Ramone, you can
probably make up new lyrics for the whole song.
Yeah.
But I honestly thought that's what he was saying, and I was like, "What the fuck does that mean?"
Yeah.
That kid's a little landmine. You're going through a timeline. You're gonna lose a landmine. The kid's a little landmine.
Do it again.
I still hear it. You're gonna lose a
landmine. Yeah. You're gonna lose a
landmine. Yeah. The kid's a little landmine. Like,
yeah.
Like he
yeah.
pronounces the T fully. You're gonna lose a landmine. Yeah. Okay, so there's that one. I got a lot of them.
Yeah.
I hope that's okay. And then this one is the final one of my own. Actually, wait, no, I have two more that I used to think at some point. So this one is bizarre. The band Fireworks, they're, I think, defunct currently, but they had some good stuff that I used to listen to a lot. And there's one part where it just, okay, I'm just going to play it. What'd you hear there? I'd fuck this place unconditionally. I'd fuck this place unconditionally is what I hear. Like, that's all I hear.
Yeah, I definitely heard I'd fuck this place.
Unconditionally.
Yeah.
I'd fuck this place unconditionally.
Yeah.
The actual lyric is, I love this place unconditionally.
Oh.
But it does not, he's saying fuck. Like,
yeah.
Maybe it's a troll. Maybe they're just joking.
Dude. For me, I
fuck this place unconditional. No, you know what? It might be like he's going, like he's, like it comes off as an F sound, but it's just his breath, maybe.
Do it again. Why don't you strip the guitar from that?
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Let's do a little live science here.
Yeah. He says fuck.
He's saying fuck. Like, I can't do any gymnastics to explain anything other than fuck. Okay, so we'll come back to that in a second when it's done processing. And we'll do one. This is the last one that I used to think, but is also something that I know other people thought, too. Do you remember the song Bandages by Hot Heat?
Yeah.
Do you know the Buttermans in that one? It's a pretty common one, I think. But it's
Band of Jizz.
Oh, you got jizz right.
Yeah.
Panda Jizz.
Panda Jizz.
It also, I always heard it as Panda Juice, and it sounds like both. It's one of those things where you can hear both in there.
Yeah, I've definitely recalled hearing jizz in this song before, but I thought it was too obvious. Panda Jizz on my legs and my arms from you. Yeah.
See, that last one sounds like juice. Sounds like panda jizz, panda juice is what he's saying.
It's a jizz I hear more. But oh, jizz, I can jizz hear juice sure. in there a little bit. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, they're the same. They're synonyms, so.
Jizz.
Jism.
You want my juice, baby?
Yeah.
Baby.
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 Okay. We've done this one before. There are endless possibilities here,
yeah.
Especially in this part of this song.
We might have even done the. We've done this part before, I think, haven't we?
Yeah, we've done this exact part. So.
What was the other one?
God, I don't remember. Because the regular lyrics sound like Buttermans too.
Yeah, Brandon submitted these last two. I haven't listened to Royals, so I don't know if that one applies. But you know, we'll see.
So he's actually saying a denial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the Butterman?
It's so perfect. Brandon's father's name is Alan Dion. Alan Dion. He just keeps saying Alan Dion.
Wait, what's the first name?
Alan Dion.
Yeah, totally. So the splitting is completed for the fireworks one. So let's... Let's see what we come up with up there.
Eleanor for me. I thought this white subject. Eleanor for me. I thought this white subject.
See if he giggles after.
I thought this white subject. Unconditionally. Unconditionally.
No, he didn't. He didn't giggle.
I thought this white subject. Eleanor for me. I thought this white.
I think he's going, I love this place. And it's the microphone's just picking up the breath as an F sound.
Yeah.
I love this.
I love this white subject.
Yeah, now I can hear it.
For me. I love this white subject.
I love this place. He's saying love with an H at the beginning.
I love this white subject.
Yeah, that's it. I love this place.
It still sounds like fuck this place.
I'd fuck this place.
But I think you're right. I think it is a breath.
Breath. This my breath. Hey, kiss my breath. You want to kiss my breast?
My breast?
Hey, boy, kiss my breast.
Boy, you want to kiss my penis?
Okay, so then Lord. Lord is royals by Lord, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh wedding ring.
She's one of those kids. You know the kids now? Or I know this is an old song now, but like it seems like a younger, like a Gen Z kind of thing where singers pronounce all S's like an SH, you know?
I've never seen a
I've never seen a diamond in my pen.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
I don't like it.
Do you know what we're listening for?
Oh, a goat leash instead of gold leash. This was from James. There's something about in that song about a gold leash. I think he heard it or his wife heard it as goat. Oh, his wife heard it as goat leash.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jet planes, islands, tigers on a goat leash.
Goat leash, there it is, yeah.
Tigers on a goat leash?
Yeah.
Tigers on a goat leash.
Yeah.
Jet planes, islands, tigers on a goat.
Did she say jet planes, eyelids?
Jet planes, islands, tigers on a goat.
It's islands, islands, but yeah.
It's eyelids.
Jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash.
Eyelids, tigers on a gold leash. I like that. That's good. That's a good one.
A goat leash.
That's, yeah.
Not gold.
Okay.
Goat.
Okay. Okay. I take it all back.
That's from James. Thank you for coming in, James. Nice to see you, James.
Sam.
Nice to see you.
Hey, Jim.
Don't call him that.
Hey, Jim.
His name's James.
Jam. Just one.
I grew up with a kid named James Hunter. His mom smoked a lot in the house.
Okay. Next butter man on the list. This next one's from Muse. And the song by name of Dig Down.
Okay.
And this sounds like it's too easy, but when you hear it, it's great. It's great. It's Dick Down. Okay. It's Dick Down.
Dick Down.
Yeah. That's all I hear.
Dick Down. Dick Down.
Yeah.
Like I was laying there on the floor, Dick Down. Or just the act of dicking down.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I like both. You know, a little variation from time to time.
Yeah.
Dick Down.
Peepees on the pavement, fellas. Peepees on the pavement.
I was born Dick Down.
Born Dick Down.
Okay, you're going to love this next one. There's two.
It was our ghoul's destiny to be Dick Down. No!
For you.
For you.
For
you. Can you put a Bane effect over my voice?
Well, I tried doing that once and it's just muffled. That's the only effect.
Yeah, it sounded good. A little reverb on there.
Well, okay, there's not really reverb though.
There will be. There is now.
Okay. You know, I like an experiment.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's from Kenny Loggins.
Doesn't have to be good.
The essential Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
From Footloose. There's two in a row.
Two. I've been working so hard.
I'm punching my car. That was the first one. I've been working so hard. I'm punching my car.
Punching my car?
Yeah.
He just says I'm punching my card, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But just the idea of him saying that he's punching his car is funny.
Yeah.
And it does. He does. You don't hear the D. So think of it as car, and there it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that's what I'm doing.
Punching that car.
That's what I've been up to. I've been punching my car and getting my knuckles real calloused.
Yeah.
But this is the good one, the better one. This isn't the Jack Get Back part. Jack Get Back, I'm on the whole wheat crack. It's better for you.
Let's hear it. Yeah.
I'm on the whole wheat crack.
Yeah, I like it.
He's actually saying, come on before we crack. Come on before we crack. Yeah, okay. I like it better with a crack.
Yeah, I do too.
The next one comes from Dean Duncan.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin. It's about Daft Punk. The song is Get Lucky. This one is fantastic.
Thanks for the submission, Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
Appreciate you.
Love you, Dean.
Dean, I want you to fuck my wife.
To this song. This is a fucky song. So it's when the vocoder is going at the end of this song, this part, I think. Okay, so listen to the vocoder. It's just repeating the main line, we're up all night to get lucky or whatever. Yeah. And then...
don't tell me.
Okay.
Is it the purple Mexican?
We'll rub a Mexican, but... We'll rub a Mexican. We'll rub a Mexican.
Do it again.
We'll rub a Mexican.
Nah. Mexican. Oh, look, here it is. We'll rub a Mexican lucky. We'll rub a
Mexican lucky. The purple Mexican. I hear that too.
All I hear is purple Mexican.
I hear the purple Mexican.
I hear him say purple.
I hear all of those things,
yeah.
But it gets better because, and we'll rub a Mexican is what I heard initially too. Like it totally does sound like we'll rub a Mexican, but then it extends at the end and says, and elaborates.
Mexican. Mexican.
I hear we'll rub a Mexican more than anything.
I
like the purple Mexican. We'll rub a Mexican monkey.
Dude.
We'll rub a Mexican monkey. Mexican monkey. Rub a Mexican monkey. Rub a Mexican monkey. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
That's a really good one. And this one I'd never heard before, but it's coming from Litchfield, down Litchfield. We got our pals Robert and Oprah.
Oprah?
Yeah, not the, it's a different Oprah.
Oh.
And they said, newfound glory, all downhill from here. Okay, this one's really good. Do you want to try to guess or?
Yeah, I'll try to guess.
So it comes right after going through the motions.
Okay.
It's that line.
Something about directing Jurassic Park?
Nope.
I don't know.
Pikachu erected out your butt.
All right, please. Yeah, totally. Yeah, wow.
Pikachu erected right out of there.
Yeah, that's...
That one's really good.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So, what is he saying? Figured you were acting out your part? Is that what it really is?
I don't know.
Anyway, that's one of my favorites. Okay, this next one's from Marcel down in San Antonio.
There we go.
Down around San Antonio.
There we go.
Misfits, London Dungeon.
I think I've heard this one before, too.
This one's awesome. Unholy Lemonade. There it is. I heard it there. Unholy Lemonade. Unholy Lemonade. You don't hear Unholy Lemonade?
No. Unholy Lemonade. Yeah, a little bit. Unholy Lemonade. That's not the first thing I go to, though. Unholy Lemonade. I don't like it, Dean. I don't like it one bit.
Okay, well, the net.
Debunked.
Right.
Put a stamp on it.
Okay.
Debunked.
Okay, the next one's from Rick Myers in Louisiana.
Rick Slick.
Slick Rick. And it's from Tracy Chapman, Fast Car. I love this one. So this one happens throughout, and it's just in the chorus. So should I just tell you what it is so we can listen for it?
Yeah.
Because you know that everybody's heard this song a million times. So when she says, "You got a fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere." But it sounds like she's saying, "You got a fattest cock, I want to take it to anywhere. Like, I want to take your fattest cock with me wherever I go."
You got a fattest cock.
You got a fattest cock.
You got a fattest cock.
Yeah.
You got a fattest cock.
All right, you have a fat ass cock.
Yeah.
You got a fattest cock.
You got a fat ass cock.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's even better.
You got a fattest cock.
You got a fat ass cock.
Wow, I love that. You got a fat ass cock. I want to take it to anywhere.
Yeah.
That one's really good. And then this is the last one. So this is from Tommy from Switzerland.
Right.
And it's from John Legend. And the song is "Who Did That to You?" Okay.
I heard something about grease in there.
There's no grease. So I'll read you the real lyrics. You better, to that whole section, it's just one line, but it's best in context. You better call the police, call the coroner, call up your priest, have them warn you. Won't be no peace when I find that fool. Okay? But what you're going to be listening for is "won't be no peace," that part. Tell me what you think you hear there. Have them warn you. And then what's right after that?
Your priest had to warn ya. Won't be no peace when I...
Do it again.
Won't be no peace when I find that fool. Won't be no peace when... Won't be no peace.
So you're just hearing "won't be no peace"?
Or I hear like Rocky "no peace" or something like that.
Yeah,
or like
"won't be no peace."
Yeah.
It's close enough, but... Walking obese.
Okay.
It's
clear.
Yeah.
Like, it's clear as day, EVP.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, the walking obese.
Call up your priest, had to warn ya. Walking obese when I find that boy.
Walking obese when I find that boy. Yeah, when I find that boy,
I'm gonna be walking obese
on you.
You know, we just need to do one more job, right? One more job, and we'll be walking obese right out of town.
Yeah. Really makes you think.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that.
Once I wrangle that boy, I'm gonna walk obese on his back. He's gonna be punished for what he's done.
Shoot, you might have noticed, but I'm walking obese.
He threw a pumpkin at my truck. He threw a pumpkin at my truck.
Who throw a pumpkin?
Throw a pumpkin at my truck.
Who?
That boy.
That boy?
That boy.
That same boy?
Mm.
Fuck that boy.
Well.
You want to do a little bit of "It Really Makes You Think"?
Sure. I don't remember what that is, but
we've only done it once, but it's a segment called "It Really Makes You Think."
Yeah.
We have a list from owlcation.com of 107 philosophical questions that will make you think and elicit debate.
Okay.
Now, you're a noted philosopher, last I checked, right?
Nostradingus.
Yeah, that's you, right?
That's me.
Yeah. The alter ego, Justy Boy, Mr. Nostradingus. I want to hear your answers to these big, big philosophical questions that will really make you think. You ready?
Yeah.
We're doing all 107.
Okay.
No. Does God have supreme power?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah. It really makes you think.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. It depends, right?
Yeah. That's a hard one. There's no real answer to that, you know?
Because, yeah, like, you can't define. You got to define God.
Right, and that's hard to do from what I understand. Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
Understand.
That's what I've read. And
really makes you think.
Magazines and books. Essays.
How does one define God?
Okay.
How do you even define God? You can't. It can't simply cannot be done.
I saw this video of Norm MacDonald doing a Quentin Tarantino impression.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking good.
I bet it's good.
It's so goddamn good.
Yeah.
So what I said to him, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect.
Why do we respect the dead more than the living? It's true. I mean, you can't get mummified when you're alive.
That's true.
And that's the ultimate respect, to become a mummy.
I don't think I could. I couldn't stay a mummy, but right. I could become one. No problem. You could dress me up as a mummy.
That's not a true mummy. You got to be mummified on the inside, too.
I'll let you embalm me. I don't care.
Okay.
Fuck it.
So then why do you deserve that much respect?
Put the fucking Powerade in me. I'm done.
Being dead.
Put the antifreeze in me. I'm all set.
I'm here for a long time, not a short time.
Right. It really makes you think.
Yeah, it does.
What was the question?
Why do we respect the dead more than the living?
Because
they're going to come back, obviously.
Because they...
they're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Bones. Skeletons are going to come back, walk the earth, mummies.
I don't think we always do. I mean, overall, maybe, I guess. I don't know.
We hold them in high regard.
Yeah, why? Not all. I said most dead people, probably pieces of shit.
Probably a lot of them.
I say most.
Yeah, at this point, if we're counting all of history of humanity, yeah, most.
That's what I'm getting at. Since the times of the cavemans.
Yeah, they didn't have morals.
Yeah, right.
Wow. That really makes you think.
Right.
How about...
Look.
Yeah.
I get in a big argument, okay? Look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, look, you're going to take Columbus Day away. You might as well take Magellan Day away as well, because he's bad pirate too.
Really makes you think.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going on a poster.
Might as well.
Would this world be better or worse without teachers and formal education?
Worse.
Pretty much like the cavemans did it.
Worse.
Probably worse.
Worse, yeah.
Yeah. That's a simple one. That's not that deep of a question.
No. It's not complicated at all either.
No. Oh, God, no. How can we be sure there is or is not life after death?
How can we be sure?
Yeah.
We gotta send a guy through a black hole.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You could end after life does exist. It's been proven. Matthew McConaughey proved it.
That's where your soul goes.
It goes in. Goes behind the book cabinet there. Murph.
Right.
Murph. You know how many times he says fucking Murph in that movie? Murph. Murph. You can't do that, Murph.
We should watch Inception.
It really makes you think.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I like that idea.
Inception. Inception.
Yeah, maybe we could do that.
Inception.
Why can't every person be a genius?
Every person cannot be a genie. Because only you find a genie in a lamp.
Right.
And most people cannot fit inside of a lamp.
Right. Liquid.
Liquid, so.
Gas.
That's why you can't all be a genie.
Right, you can't all be a genie all the time.
Was that the question?
Yeah. let's see. Will stricter laws make a better world?
Maybe. Bro, I don't know.
Do thoughts have a pattern?
Do thoughts have a pattern? Yeah, the pattern's giving me a boner. THOTS, thoughts.
Yeah, I know. How about this? Does awareness of consciousness have benefits?
Yes.
Yes. It's... Tell me about it.
DMT.
That's proof.
Right, it's proof.
You take DMT and then you become
then
aware.
Then you just know, you break through.
You're aware that
you see
you're
the
conscious.
Fairies.
Mm-hmm. They tell
you. Know what it's all about, but you come back
future.
And you can't explain.
No, but you know that you're superior at that point. You're superior right. being right. to those around you, right?
Yeah. And if you do it all the time,
that's the best. That's
pretty
the best.
Frequently.
Love
you know?
That. I love those.
You're just very in touch. You're no mm-hmm. longer afraid to touch. Die.
If all currencies in the world did not have monetary value, would our world be a much better place?
What?
If we didn't have money, would the world be a better place? No, I don't think so. Some I kind do. Of money.
No, we don't need money. We share.
You know, we wouldn't have anything cool if it wasn't for money. Tectonic plate. You know? And we wouldn't have science if it wasn't for money.
Yeah, we would.
Motherfuckers got to get paid. There's got to be some kind of system in place.
No, they don't need to be paid.
Communism.
They'd be happy to just do for love of the game.
You think?
Yeah, if there were no bills, you don't think scientists would just do science all the fucking time? Love of the game. They don't okay. have to worry about we already got houses for everybody.
It's free real estate.
It's free real estate. It's Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
We just stack
that's
these
all we
motherfuckers
need is one,
up.
We just need one Judge Dredd.
That's right.
That's it.
What was the question?
I don't remember. Do we control technology or is technology controlling us?
I think technology is controlling at least my kids.
Dude, my fucking kids cannot get off of their phone. We had Thanksgiving dinner, right? And they came in. The little shits sit down. And the first thing they do, they take out their TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, and they're watching these dancing videos. Is there a species more advanced than humans in the universe?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Squid.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
I know. I do think about it a lot.
Yeah.
Squid.
Octopus.
Octopus.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah, they're pretty smart.
You ever looked at an octopus?
Yeah.
That shit's fucking insane.
You ever see them squeeze through a little
baby
hole?
On our planet.
They squeeze through a little hole, still have a big brain. They squeeze through a little hole, still have a giant brain.
Yeah.
Big brain with a beak.
Yeah.
Sometimes the squids, right? Yeah, squids have beaks. I love anything with a beak, to be honest.
I like an octopus, but I don't, they scare me. I had a dream.
Oh, I don't want to be around. I mean, I want to be on the other side of glass.
I had a dream about an octopus.
Oh, yeah.
And then Olivia put her hand on me, and I think I started swinging.
Hentai?
No, it wasn't dirty. I just fell. I was on a water slide at a Canopy Lake Park.
Yeah.
And I fell into the lake, the real lake.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to get up on the dock. And when I did, I got a fucking, I got tentacled.
You got tentacled?
I got tentacled. And I touched it. It was all slimy.
Did you lift to tell the tale?
And there was a big goddamn octopus. No, because Olivia touched, like, she put her arm on me.
Did her touching you translate to the octopus grabbing you?
It was just the same timing.
Okay.
It was weird. I don't know.
It really makes you think.
I jolted awake, so I don't know if I live to tell the tale.
Dead. I'd say dead. Just like this episode. It's over. It's in the ground. It's got to stick a fork in it. It's done.
You got one more question?
Yes. If depression is so common, why do we think about it to be different? Because it's a sign of weakness.
Yeah. That's what my...
If you ever feel sad...
That's what the generation... Well, every generation before us...
Yeah. Yeah. If you feel sad, you're wrong.
Right.
And you're weak. And you may as well just
get to work.
Give up. Just stop.
Get to work.
Pull yourself up by your bootstrap.
Right.
My straps don't have boots.
Look, you think life's made to be enjoyed?
No.
Huh? You think you're supposed to have any pleasure?
You are supposed to work your cock off till the day you die.
Right.
Give all your money to your wife and only get one day a year to go hunting with the boys.
Right.
It's fucking bullshit.
It's baloney.
It's baloney shit. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. We'll be back in a week. In the meantime, we got other shit you can listen to on our Patreon, like movie commentaries and stuff like that. We'll have a new one coming soon. And what's our Patreon? If you want to support the show,
it's like patreon.com/coolparents.
It's $3-$5.
Yeah.
So it's worth it. appreciate that, and thank you to all of our existing patrons. And what's our Instagram?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
You can send us messages on there. We'll respond on the show too. So what's our TikTok?
Cool_parents.
Yep. And where can you get to all of our shit?
Coolparents.co.
That's the one for the fucking billboard.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm smart.
So
I remembered all of those things.
I know.
I did it.
I'm proud.
Yeah. I'm proud of myself too. It's big for me.
Big. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Truck.
You damn right you are.
Yeah, I remembered.
I know. Fuck the world.
Bust the truck. Okay.